Hello, my name is Father Alejandro Puello, and this is my reflection for the 22nd Sunday of Ordinary Time. This weekend, we get to hear from Jeremiah, my favorite prophet. I love Jeremiah because Jeremiah has what I deem to be probably the most healthy and open communication with God of anyone in Scripture. He's not afraid to show God where he's really at, what he's really going through, what he's really struggling with, and the full range of his emotions and struggles. And yet, he still does what God wants him to do. He doesn't really have any Jonah moments. So this is what he says today. You seduced me, O Lord, and I let myself be seduced. You were too strong for me, and you triumphed. Then he goes on to complain. All day I am the object of laughter. Everybody mocks me. Whenever you send me out to speak, it's violence and outrage is my message. Lord, why he's really having this struggle with the Lord, and yet, Lord, you seduced me, and I let myself be seduced. Is the real essence of prayer. I think for a lot of us, we fall into this trap of thinking that prayer is more of a set of requests where we go to God and, Lord, please do this for me. Please bless me in this way. Please heal me in that way. Please intervene in this situation. And it becomes for us very, very quickly bargaining, arm twisting, cajoling, demanding. It never gets to an honest conversation with God. It kind of devolves to trying to get God to do what we want, how we want, when we want. But what is the true purpose of prayer? The true purpose of prayer is surrender. The true purpose of prayer, the true purpose of a conversation with God is eventually to let him win. It's eventually to let him win, to let ourselves be seduced. To let ourselves be seduced to his way of thinking, to his way of doing it, to his plan, to his will, to his desires, to his perfect will. And so, Jeremiah, what does he do? He complains. He will moan and complain about everything, and yet in the end, he always lets God win. As much as we see him complain, we still then get to see him do what God calls him to do. We still get to see him say what God tells him to say. And so, ultimately, prayer is surrender. Prayer is surrender. The purpose of praying is to surrender. The purpose of praying, of having that conversation with God, is eventually winding our way to the place where we go, this is what I want, Lord. This is how I want it, Lord. And I'm going to do it your way, and I'm going to wait for your timing. This is why this reading is paired up so perfectly with the gospel. Whoever wishes to come after me must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. In real, honest prayer, the cross that we take up is that of our ego. So that prayer can be true prayer, so that a conversation with God, a relationship with God, can be based on the truth. What is the truth? I am not God. He is. Because though we know, up in the coconut, in our head, we know that what God wants is better than what we want, more perfect than what we want, that his plans are better than our plans, that his timing is better than our timing, somehow we end up praying completely differently. We end up praying, Lord, I want it this way and this time and this way according to my plan. And it becomes about convincing him to do it our way rather than finding a way to let ourselves be convinced to do it his way. So real prayer requires the taking up of our cross, the cross of our ego, of our plans, of our will, of our stubbornness, and following the Lord. He says, take up his cross and follow me. But follow me where? Well, to the place where we eventually get nailed to our cross. The conversation with the Lord, real prayer, is carrying the cross of our desires, our wants, our will, our plans, our way, carrying it all the way to that Calvary where our ego, our wants, our plans, our way get crucified on that cross, nailed to that cross. The purpose of carrying the cross is eventually to be nailed to it so that what needs to die dies, so that what God wants to live lives. So here's what I am proposing for us. If you're finding that your prayer more often resembles bargaining with God, or that your persistence in prayer looks more and more like trying to force God to do things your way by a sheer stubbornness and force of will, then perhaps it's time to realize that it may not necessarily be real prayer. I think the most powerful prayer we offer the Lord is engaging in that conversation with him, knowing that at some point in this conversation, I'm going to have to let him get his way. Yes, I go in attached to my desires and my wants and my needs and my will and my way of doing things and my plans, but it's always with the goal of eventual surrender. How do I let my plans, my needs, my wants, my desires, my way of doing it die so that I can just do it God's way? That is the purpose of prayer, to surrender to the will of God. That's why I love Jeremiah. And for a lot of us, I think we are yet to have a genuine experience of God's love for us personally, because we keep bargaining with God. Any relationship that's going to work is based on the truth. And the truth is that if we treat God as though he is bargainable, as though he is some equal to us, where we can twist his arm or grind down his patience, we're never going to really encounter him. But powerful things happen when we realize that the purpose of prayer is eventually to give up. Is eventually to let him win. I can tell you, my own journey with the Lord was changed radically once I started realizing. I remember going to prayer and I said, Lord, I do not want to be a priest. I remember telling God that. I said, Lord, I do not want to be a priest and you cannot make me. But here's the key. Did I leave it there? No, because that's not a real conversation with God. The purpose of prayer is surrender. So what happened next? I said, the only way this is going to work is if you make me want what you want, Lord. If you make me want what you want, Lord. And so my challenge to us is simple. This week, let your prayer become an act of surrender. Begin praying as though the goal is not to have it your way, but to have it God's way. Lord, this is what I want. This is how I want it. This is who I want it for and when I want it to happen. These are my plans. But I'm going to do it your way. Your will be done, not mine. Your plan be done, not mine. God bless.